Psychological Archetype of Mercury in Zodiac, Part 1. Mercury in Aries, the Challenger or the Initiator. Here, Mercury thinks in straight lines and acts before it edits. Ruled by Mars, the mental style is bold, fast, and unfiltered. The Challenger archetype emerges as someone who questions, debates, and provokes intellectually, not for hostility, but because thinking is fused with assertion. The Initiator shows up when speech becomes a launching pad, starting projects, conversations, and plans with raw momentum. There is quick wit, but often short attention spans. This Mercury can thrive in crisis communication, negotiations, or environments where speed matters more than polish. Its challenge is learning to listen and pause before speaking, especially when passion overtakes logic. Mercury in Taurus, the builder or the synthesizer. In Taurus, Mercury slows down and becomes deliberate. Ruled by Venus, this mind prefers stability, clarity, and beauty in thought. The builder archetype emerges as someone who creates mental frameworks that last, step-by-step thinkers who value logic over flash. The synthesizer appears when this Mercury connects sensory data, emotional meaning, and practical reasoning into something coherent. Thought is often tied to memory and value systems. This Mercury is ideal for design, finance, education, or diplomacy, any place where communication needs to be grounded and refined. Its challenge is resistance to new ideas and difficulty with rapid adaptation. Mercury in Gemini, the messenger or the juggler. Here, Mercury is in its own sign and exalted. The mind becomes agile, multifaceted, and endlessly curious. The messenger archetype thrives on gathering and transmitting information, ideas, jokes, connections. The juggler shows up in those who manage multiple conversations, tasks, or thoughts simultaneously, often with dazzling verbal finesse. Communication is play, but also the primary mode of processing reality. This Mercury excels in writing, teaching, sales, or tech, but needs to develop focus and depth to avoid scattered effort. Its challenge lies in moving too fast to feel and knowing too much to truly believe. Mercury in Cancer, the story keeper or the emotional translator. In Cancer, Mercury thinks with the heart. Ruled by the moon, this Mercury remembers not just facts, but feelings. Speech is colored by memory, loyalty, and emotional resonance. The storykeeper archetype emerges as someone who safeguards emotional history, retelling events with affect, often as a way of connecting or protecting. The emotional translator appears when this Mercury conveys subtle moods and inner states that others can't articulate. It's a deeply intuitive communicator, ideal for counseling, narrative arts, or family mediation. Its challenge is subjectivity, difficulty separating thought from feeling, or seeing clearly when emotion clouds logic. Psychological archetype of Mercury in Zodiac. Mercury in Leo, the orator or the director. In Leo, Mercury gains theatrical flair and commanding presence. Ruled by the sun, this mind speaks to be heard, remembered, and respected. The orator archetype emerges in individuals who communicate with dramatic emphasis, often through storytelling, leadership, or persuasive speech. The director comes alive when ideas are shaped into visions that lead or inspire others. This Mercury curates not just words, but moments of impact. It thrives in public speaking, branding, education, or performance-driven environments. Its challenge is rigidity of opinion, taking critique personally, or confusing clarity with dominance. Mercury in Virgo, the editor or the craftsman. This is Mercury in its exaltation and own sign, a place of mental mastery. Thought becomes methodical, precise, and rooted in discernment. The editor archetype manifests as someone who refines, organizes, and optimizes, whether ideas, processes, or language. The craftsman shows up in hands-on precision, designing clean systems, solving problems elegantly, and spotting flaws others miss. This Mercury excels in analytics, research, healing, and high-performance roles. The challenge is over-perfectionism, harsh self-talk, and getting lost in details at the cost of the bigger picture. Mercury in Libra, the negotiator or the aesthetic thinker. In Libra, Mercury balances thought with elegance and diplomacy. Ruled by Venus, communication here is relational, measured, and often poetic. The negotiator archetype arises when the mind seeks fairness, able to weigh multiple sides and find common ground. The aesthetic thinker surfaces in those who crave symmetry, not just in beauty, but in ideas, expressing thought with grace and emotional intelligence. This Mercury thrives in law, design, mediation, and partnership-driven roles. Its challenge is indecision, people-pleasing, or diluting truth for harmony's sake. Mercury in Scorpio, the investigator or the strategist? In Scorpio, Mercury dives deep. Ruled by Mars in K2, this mind is intense, probing, and psychologically wired. The investigator archetype emerges as someone who asks questions others avoid, seeking the root cause, the unspoken motive, the hidden truth. The strategist appears when this Mercury combines intellect with control, chessboard thinking, long-term planning, and emotional poker face. It thrives in research, psychology, intelligence, or crisis response. Its challenge is secrecy, mental rigidity, or emotional manipulation masked as logic. It knows more than it shares, and often uses silence as a tactical tool. Psychological archetype of Mercury in Zodiac, Part 3. Mercury in Sagittarius, the preacher or the explorer. In Sagittarius, Mercury becomes idealistic and expansive. Ruled by Jupiter, the mind here is directed toward meaning, belief, and long-term vision. The preacher archetype appears in those who speak with conviction, often communicating through morals, principles, or philosophies. The explorer arises when curiosity moves outward, toward foreign ideas, cultures, and uncharted intellectual ground. This Mercury excels in teaching, publishing, law, or travel-related vocations. Its strength is in big-picture thinking, but the challenge lies in overlooking detail, generalizing too quickly, or turning opinions into dogma. Mercury in Capricorn, the architect or the analyst. This is Mercury with a blueprint. Governed by Saturn, it brings structure, discipline, and long-range planning to the mind. The architect archetype emerges in those who design systems, timelines, and intellectual frameworks with care and precision. The analyst appears when this Mercury assesses patterns over time, making data-driven or logically reasoned decisions. It's highly effective in management, engineering, finance, or legal strategy. The challenge here is overcautiousness, pessimistic thinking, or rigid communication that may lack warmth or spontaneity. Mercury in Aquarius, the futurist or the reformer? In Aquarius, Mercury turns visionary and unconventional. Ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this placement brings originality, abstraction, and reformist zeal to the way one thinks and speaks. The futurist archetype imagines systems, technologies, and social shifts far ahead of their time. The reformer uses communication to challenge norms, provoke thought, or create change. This Mercury thrives in science, innovation, activism, or digital communication. Its challenge is emotional detachment or speaking in ways that feel too abstract, alien, or contrarian for practical engagement. Mercury in Pisces, the mystic or the poet. In Pisces, Mercury softens into metaphor, image, and emotional nuance. Ruled by Jupiter, this is Mercury in debilitation, but also in dream space. The mystic archetype shows up in those who perceive subtle layers of meaning, communicating with intuition and symbolism. The poet arises when language becomes art, fluid, rhythmic, emotionally resonant. This Mercury shines in art, music, healing, spirituality, or nonlinear storytelling. Its challenge is confusion, forgetfulness, or emotional overwhelm that makes mental clarity difficult. Yet when anchored, it channels truth no logic can touch.
Psychological archetype of Mercury by house. Part 1. How Mercury's house placement reveals your mental processing style, communication focus, and style of problem solving, independent of zodiac sign. Mercury in the first house, the verbal initiator or the identity thinker. With Mercury in the first house, thought and identity are inseparable. The verbal initiator archetype leads with speech, talking things into existence, often forming quick impressions through wit, observation, or commentary. The identity thinker processes life by narrating it. Self-concept is shaped by ideas, dialogue, and inner conversations. This Mercury thrives in public roles where intellect is visible, teaching, media, consulting. Its challenge is overthinking the self-image or being too reactive in speech, thinking aloud before reflection, or using intellect to mask emotional vulnerability. Mercury in the second house, the practical planner or the voice of values. In the second house, Mercury focuses on utility, earning, and stability. The practical planner archetype uses intelligence for resource building, preferring structured thinking, budgeting, or skill acquisition that leads to tangible results. The voice of values expresses through measured, thoughtful communication, where speech reflects deeply held beliefs and practical sensibilities. This Mercury does well in finance, writing, accounting, or skilled crafts. Its challenge is in flexibility, being too linear or overly cautious in thought, or tying intellect too tightly to material output or self-worth. Mercury in the third house, the information weaver or the agile communicator. This is Mercury's natural domain. In the third house, the mind is curious, adaptive, and quick to connect dots. The information weaver archetype thrives on variety, linking people, ideas, and places with seamless fluidity. The agile communicator is at home in dialogue, whether writing, texting, speaking, or storytelling. This Mercury excels in education, media, marketing, or multitasking roles. Its challenge is mental restlessness or superficiality, gathering without applying or jumping from one idea to the next before depth can form. Mercury in the fourth house, the emotional analyst or the inner historian. In the fourth house, Mercury thinks from the heart inward, processing emotions through reflection, memory, and private analysis. The emotional analyst archetype seeks to understand family patterns, psychological roots, or the emotional tone of home environments. The inner historian is deeply attuned to personal memory and legacy, often expressing through writing, research, or storytelling rooted in ancestry or childhood. This Mercury thrives in therapy, historical writing, or interior design. Its challenge is internalization, overthinking feelings, dwelling on the past, or struggling to externalize thoughts that feel too personal to share. Psychological archetype of Mercury by House Part 2. Mercury in the fifth house, the creative messenger or the expressive thinker. In the fifth house, Mercury becomes playful, imaginative, and performative. The creative messenger archetype blends intellect with flair, using storytelling, humor, or dramatic flair to teach, entertain, or inspire. The expressive thinker processes ideas through art, play, and personal creativity, often linking communication with identity and joy. This Mercury thrives in teaching, creative writing, media, or child-centered work. Its challenge is needing an audience to validate ideas or allowing ego to shape opinions too strongly, turning expression into performance rather than dialogue. Mercury in the sixth house, the logical organizer or the problem-solving technician. Here, Mercury becomes precise, efficient, and focused on systems. The logical organizer archetype excels in planning, scheduling, and refining processes, breaking down complexity into manageable steps. The problem-solving technician emerges in those who analyze their environment for improvement, diagnosing what's off and applying skill to fix it. This Mercury thrives in healthcare, logistics, quality control, or editing roles. Its challenge is overanalysis, becoming mentally burdened by perfectionism or being overly critical of self and others. Mercury in the seventh house, the diplomatic communicator or the reflective negotiator. Mercury in the seventh house processes thought through conversation and partnership. The diplomatic communicator archetype uses intellect to maintain peace, fairness, and connection in relationships, listening attentively and choosing words with care. The reflective negotiator thinks best through feedback, learning about themselves through dialogue, often shining in client work or mediation. This Mercury thrives in law, counseling, relationship coaching, or PR. Its challenge is mental dependency, over-relying on others' perspectives, or avoiding conflict by compromising one's own clarity or opinion. Mercury in the eighth house, the depth investigator or the insightful decoder. In the eighth house, Mercury gains depth, intensity, and psychological focus. The depth investigator archetype seeks to understand the hidden layers, probing taboo topics, secrets, or inner motives with intellectual precision. The insightful decoder thrives on patterns, symbols, or emotional undercurrents, turning subtle signals into transformative understanding. This Mercury excels in psychology, research, healing, finance, or investigative roles. Its challenge is secrecy or mental intensity, overthinking trust, guarding thoughts too tightly, or obsessing over mental control in emotionally charged situations. Psychological archetype of Mercury by House. Mercury in the ninth house, the philosophical interpreter or the cross-cultural translator. In the ninth house, Mercury seeks meaning through learning, travel, and abstract thought. The philosophical interpreter archetype connects ideas to ideals, expressing thought through teaching, writing, or spiritual exploration. The cross-cultural translator emerges in those who bridge diverse worldviews, languages, or disciplines, processing truth across borders and belief systems. This Mercury thrives in higher education, publishing, religious discourse, or international communication. Its challenge is preaching rather than dialoguing, mistaking cleverness for wisdom, or clinging to intellectual superiority when challenged. Mercury in the 10th house, the strategic communicator or the public analyst. Mercury in the 10th house blends thought with ambition, status, and public influence. The strategic communicator archetype rises through intellectual leadership, crafting ideas that shape systems, organizations, or reputations. The public analyst emerges when analysis or advisory thinking becomes one's professional identity, offering clarity and insight in visible, decision-making roles. This Mercury thrives in consulting, politics, education leadership, or communication strategy. Its challenge is over-professionalizing thought, tying self-worth to intellectual performance, or filtering ideas too heavily through image consciousness. Mercury in the 11th house, the social connector or the network architect. In the 11th house, Mercury thinks collectively. The social connector archetype facilitates dialogue across communities, teams, or digital spaces, nurturing innovation through exchange. The network architect builds systems of knowledge, creating blueprints for collaboration, education, or group advancement. This Mercury excels in technology, communications, social platforms, education reform, or humanitarian strategy. Its challenge is diffusion, thinking wide but not deep, or over-intellectualizing ideals without translating them into sustainable structure. Mercury in the 12th house, the intuitive scribe or the subconscious decoder. Here, Mercury thinks in whispers, dreams, and metaphors. The intuitive scribe archetype draws from the unseen, expressing through poetry, spiritual insight, or therapeutic listening. The subconscious decoder filters thought through emotion and mysticism, processing information in non-linear, imaginative ways. This Mercury thrives in healing, film, dreamwork, esoterica, or behind-the-scenes analysis. Its challenge is clarity, confusing intuition with anxiety, struggling with articulation, or retreating into mental isolation rather than sharing what's seen within.